Hi, I'm Juliette, the founder and director of Pineapple Audio Production, and welcome back to the Podcasting Playbook. We're really lucky to be supported by some incredible businesses at Pineapple. So I just want to take a minute here to thank Leo Bites, who make incredible raw freeze-dried crisps. You've got to try the strawberry ones. They are amazing. And Audio Boom, one of the leading podcast publishers who help get your podcast to Apple, Spotify, and the rest. We use them for tons of our content distribution, so we are big, big fans. On today's episode, I am so excited to have Kelsey Bennett with us. She's a podcast and radio producer extraordinaire, and she's worked with Pineapple for a few years now on some of our very biggest projects. So, hi, Kelsey. Would you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, please, and then we'll get on to today's topic.
Of course. I'm Kelsey. I am Scottish and I've been living down in London now for almost 13 years. The audio world pulled me in and has kept me in its claws down here ever since. So I have a bit of a double career. I am both a voiceover and a podcast producer, which is how I know Juliette, and it's why I'm working for Pineapple.
You've had so many different experiences. You've told us about just a few of them, but you've had so many different audio experiences, life experiences. You spent 6 months traveling the world very recently. Do you have a lesson or philosophy or some sort of mantra that you would be willing to share about work or life?
I have a few, which I kind of meditate on, I guess. So I'll keep these brief. It was actually my drama teacher when I was 17. She told me that don't be afraid to stray away from the path that you've chosen. Because I think some people can be so rigid and been like, this is my goal, this is what I must achieve. But it kind of makes you closed off to opportunities that you might not expect. And God, if I had said like at 17, is this where I was going to be? Probably not. I don't know. In varying form, potentially, this is where I was going to end up. But I had to just be open to the curveballs that have come my way. What is it that I can learn from them? What can you learn from those failures? Failures, I say that in air quotations. It's made me be, I've got quite a curious mindset. So, right. This opportunity's come my way. It's not something that I had thought about before. What could I learn from that? Who can I meet from that? Who knows what that will then not lead on to? The other big one, I think I went to see a talk with Sharon Horgan and Emma Gannon, who are two absolute powerhouses. Love both of them. I think it was Sharon that said, and this is very much specifically thinking about freelancing, but I guess you could... it could apply to anybody. Try and think about your work as in you take a third of your work for the bank. That's the money that you need to survive on. And that's okay if it's not your big passion, but it's the money you need to live on. Then accept a third of the work for your career development. What can I learn? Who can I meet? Where is it going to take me next? And then the other third is your passion. And it might not pay anything at all, but it's what you really just love. It's what fills up your cup. And not everybody's going to be able to kind of have that mindset, but it's a nice way to think about it. I know quite a few people that are maybe in a job that pays very well, but they have no love for it, or that they only want to feel happiness with their job at all times, but it doesn't pay very well. So maybe it's trying to like rejig your mindset in that you might not get everything that you need in one job. Can you diversify? Can you be this multi-hyphenate? Like what else could you do? And maybe it's not just something that will be paid. Maybe it's a hobby that could become a bit of a side hustle that you could then bring into your working life.
You are a true example of a multi-hyphenate, aren't you? I can see you playing that out in your life.
I think I am now. Yeah, absolutely. I think one job doesn't fit all. One job does not suit me at the moment, in this moment in time where I am in my life. I think I need different things to keep me excited, keep challenging me.
It's a good stage to be at, regardless of what happens next for you. It's a great stage to be at. I'll never forget one of my first bosses telling me in the nicest possible way that I really wasn't made to be employed. And I was 16 at the time. She saw it, that sense of, I wanted freedom. I wanted to set my own diary, as you say, the flexibility. And she saw it really early on. And I went on to have, you know, a variety of different jobs. But here we are. You end up where you end up, don't you? So it's interesting.
Oh, my God. I love that. Also, just like, if there's an industry that you're interested in, go and ask people for a conversation. What, like, I think this is what I did with you. I messaged you on Instagram and I was like, hello, you're a female in the audio world. This is amazing. You have your own company. Like, how can I get involved? Like, can I just have a chat with you? I think I asked you to be my mentor. I was like, please. And now look at us.
I have to say, like, it was such a joy to hear from you like that. And that passion was really obvious from the get-go. You're right. We had like a initial call or couple of calls, and then it was like, let's just do some work together. And it's because it was very obvious that you had that sense of what you wanted and the enthusiasm and passion for it. That's exactly what happened, and I love that you went about it like that. It's great.
I've done that my whole career, is just go and ask, even if it's right at the top. My God, I think I've knocked on a few CEO doors. Quite often they don't answer, but sometimes they do.
Absolutely nothing wrong with that. Like you say, if you don't ask, you don't get, do you? You have to go out and advocate for yourself, as you said. And yeah, like many, many people want to give back. And I think that's the thing you have to remember, isn't it? Like, once you've been given a few opportunities and you've had people who've given you that hand, like, you want to give back. I really feel that sense, and I've got a long way to go, but I know I remember the people who helped me to get the things I wanted to get and to get to where I wanted to get to. And I really want to give back because of it. So yeah, you have to go ask, don't you? Good for you, Kelsey.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Kelsey, thank you so much for being my guest on Podcasting Playbook today. And thank you for tuning in and getting to know a little bit more about the work we do at Pineapple. Don't forget to follow and review for more podcast episodes coming your way very, very soon. Bye for now.
Welcome to The Quality of Life, the new wellness podcast for Saudi, the GCC, and the world.
Take that risk, try something new, and don't be afraid to fail.
Hosted by me, Raham Harrig, the first Saudi woman to climb Everest and the Seven Summits. I'll be speaking to the biggest names in the GCC and across the world.
You are an absolute badass for being an astronaut and a mom of four.
You can listen in both Arabic and English every Friday morning after Jumat prayer.